This is not an easy chapter to read, chapter 15 of Yirmiyahu. We don't know exactly when it was said, but remember, Yirmiyahu lived just before the destruction, during the destruction, after the destruction of the first temple, one of the most intense times of Jewish history. And his prophecies and his words and his prayers reflect that. Vayomer Hashem Elai, God said to me, even if Moshe and Shmuel, Im Yamod Moshe Shmuel Lefanai, if Moses and Shmuel, two of the great leaders of the Jewish people, two great prophets, would stand before me in prayer, my will would not be gracious towards his people. Shalach me'al panai ve'yetzeyu. Send them from my presence. Let them go. And when they tell you, the people who are listening to you say, Anan neitzei, where should we go? Where should we go? V'amar talem, you should respond, Ko amar Hashem, so said God. Asher lamavet, lamavet. Those who are doomed to death, to death. Those who are doomed to death by the sword, more specific, lacherif, to the sword. Those doomed to hunger, to hunger. And those doomed to captivity, to captivity. I will appoint over them four kinds of destructions, so says Hashem. The sword to kill, the dogs to drag away the body, the birds of the heavens and the animals of the earth to devour and to destroy. As I said, this is not an easy chapter. I will render them as an example of a horror amongst all the kingdoms of the earth. People will be known, like it will be known as a horror. Why? Specifically, Biglal, Menashe, ben Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda. Let's remember in history, King Menashe, who was a king not too long before destruction for many decades, and brought an incredible decay of moral life to Yerushalayim. So for the deeds of what he did in Yerushalayim, that's why it will be destroyed. Ki mi yachmol alayich Yerushalayim. For who will have compassion on you, Yerushalayim? Who will commiserate with you and share your pain? Or who will turn aside to inquire about how you're doing? Mi yasur lish'om l'sha'ala amlach. Now, Hashem says, At natashtoti, you abandoned me, says God. You went backwards. And therefore I have extended my hand against you, and I have destroyed you. I have now wearied of relenting. I've given up on this. Nil eti hinachem. I will winnow them like a winnower that just scatters everything everywhere in the gates of the land. I bereaved and I caused my people to perish. They did not repent their ways. Their widows, after so many died, their widows proliferated. For me, beyond the sand of the seas, I brought upon them, upon mother and youth, a plunderer at noon, which basically means in broad daylight. Hipalti aleha pitom, I brought upon them suddenly a collapsing city and a huge panic. Umlala, the one who bore seven children, is miserable because all her sons die. Her soul is anguished. And for her, it feels like her sun set while it's still day. Ba shimsha ba'od yomam. She's ashamed and disgraced. Their remnant I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, so says Hashem. And now Yirmiyahu gets a little personal. He says, Oy li imi. Woe, my dear mom, literally my mother, that you bore me. Why woe to you? Woe to me and to my mom? Because look at me. I am a man of strife, a man of contentiousness with the entire land. I'm fighting with everybody. For although I have not demanded payment of debts from anyone, nor have others demanded debts from me, so nobody owes me money, I don't owe anybody money, nevertheless, kulo mikalavni. Everyone curses me. And Hashem responds and says, Have I not bolstered you and strengthened you for good? Have I not kept you alive for good? You'll be fine. Have I not caused the enemy to plead with you, to meet you in time of misfortune, in time of trouble? Ultimately, those who are currently against you will come to beg on you to pray on their behalf. Patience. Can plain iron break a tempered alloy of iron of the north of bronze? Basically, can simple untempered iron break real strong tempered iron? So too your pursuers will not be able to break you. That's like a bit of a like intermission in the middle of Yirmiyahu's talking to Hashem. Now he goes back and he returns to the people's approaching misfortunes. He says, "At chelcha va'otzarecha tzotecha lavaz. I will deliver your wealth and your treasures as loot without payment due to all your sins within your borders. I will transfer you to your enemies into a land that you have not known, for fire rages in my nostrils." Obviously an imagery that's not literal. Hashem doesn't have a nose. "It will burn upon you." Yirmiyahu then responds again and starts talking to God and says, "Ata yadata Hashem, you know God, of everything I've been through. Zachreini ufagdeni, remember me and regard me, and avenge me from my persecutors, people who are chasing me. And do not take me with your slowness to anger. Do not treat my case with patience as you usually do. I know that you usually have patience and you waited a long time. But for me, please, Hashem, just avenge them quickly. You know my bearings of disgrace for you on your behalf." Could you imagine how frustrated Yirmiyahu is in this whole story? "Your words were revealed to me and I internalized them willingly. Your words were a joy for me and the joy of my heart because your name was called upon me, Hashem, Lord of hosts. I did not sit in the company of those who are partying in the light. Because of your hand, your prophecy that you gave me, I sat alone and isolated, for you filled me with fury. Kiza'am mileot sani. Lama hayachav evi netzach." It's like the words are like devastating. He says, "Why is my pain eternal? Makasi anusha, why is my wound mortal? Me'ana hirafe, it's not willing to be healed. Hashem, you are to me like a failing stream, water that is unreliable." Wow. "And therefore, lachain, therefore, kamar Hashem," Hashem responded to Yirmiyahu and said, "Im tashuv, if you return with zeal to your mission, then I will help you and I will restore you and you will stand before me. And if you extract that which is precious from the worthless, if you manage to bring out the good from the people, or you're able to separate the good people from the evil, then you shall be like my mouth. Im toitzi yakar mizoilo kefi siya yashuvu hema elecha. And they will return to you and you will not need to return to them. You will not have to approach their ways out of fear that they might kill you. And I will render you as a fortified bronze wall to this people so that you can resist them. And they will make war against you, but they will not prevail. I am with you to save you and deliver you. Ki itcha ani lo shiacha latzilecha, so says Hashem. I will deliver you from the hand of the evil, and I will redeem you from the palm of the forceful." So ends chapter 15 of the book of Yirmiyahu.